Every Friday we bring you book recommendations based on the news. And since today's installment falls on our nation's birthday, poet Rowan Ricardo Phillips was inspired by The Man Who Heard America Singing.
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you the granddaddy of American poetry, the Grey Ghost, the Big Thumper, the nation's first truly great megabiblion, the Civil War witness, the Seaside Songbook, the Irreverent Hymnal, the Book of the Lover, the Book of the Loafer, the Peacemaker, Walt Whitman's Leaves of Grass. To have great poets, there must be great audiences, Whitman said. And more than ever, we are the audience Leaves of Grass has waited for. Unscrew the locks from the doors. Unscrew the doors themselves from their jams, Whitman tells us. When we celebrate American independence, we're celebrating the best sense of an idea, a process in process. This nation is beautifully, frustratingly imperfect, and so is Leaves of Grass. It began as 12 poems first published in 1855, but then for almost 40 years it grew. Its final magnificent version is known as the Deathbed Edition. I recommend this book to you now, not because you may not know it, but precisely because you might think you know it. Visit it again and start anywhere. Read it with liberty. Embrace it with its themes of personal freedom and its form of free verse. It's perfect in portions. Each one symbolizes the best sense of the whole. What you'll find is that the great sensations behind this book order themselves around you like planets around the sun. You won't find another book that understands you as well as Leaves of Grass does. It was made for you in the way that the constellations were made for you. It makes space for your doubts, your love, the guilt and passions of your life. There's no moment of empathy in a book as touching and as grand as this one. Missing me one place, search another, Whitman said. I stop somewhere, waiting for you.
Poet Rowan Ricardo Phillips recommending Walt Whitman's Leaves of Grass. One of the most famous poems in the collection is I Hear America Singing. We're now going to hear the All Things Considered Holiday Staff reading the Whitman poem. I Hear America Singing, the varied carols I hear.
Those of mechanics, each one singing his, as it should be, blithe and strong.
The carpenter singing his as he measures his plank or beam.
The mason singing his as he makes ready for work or leaves off work.
The boatman singing what belongs to him in his boat.
The deckhand singing on the steamboat deck.
The shoemaker singing as he sits on his bench.
The hatter singing as he stands.
The woodcutter's song. The plowboy's on his way in the morning or at noon intermission or at sundown.
The delicious singing of the mother.
Or of the young wife at work, or of the girl sewing or washing.
Each singing what belongs to him or her and to none else.
The day, what belongs to the day.
At night, the party of young fellows, robust, friendly, singing with open mouths, their strong, melodious songs.